From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. National Hurricane Center's Mike Brennan provides the latest information on Hurricane Irma.
The eye of Irma is right now moving through the Turks and Caicos Islands. Maximum sustained winds are potentially catastrophic, 175 miles per hour. Right now, Irma is moving off toward the west-northwest at about 16 miles per hour. And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday.
Irma has killed at least 7 people thus far, and thousands have been left homeless. U.S. President Donald Trump was asked if military action was a possibility in achieving Washington's goal to denuclearize North Korea.
Military action would certainly be an option. Is it inevitable? Nothing's inevitable. It would be great if something else could be worked out. We would have to look at all of the details, all of the facts.
Trump also said that during 25 years of talking to North Korea, the day after an agreement is reached with Pyongyang, new work begins on its weapons programs. China opposes North Korea's latest nuclear test and says the key to resolving the current tension involves sanctions and dialogue. Spanish media reports the country's top court has preventively suspended the call for a referendum on Catalonia's independence. That move was widely expected. According to court regulations, the suspension lasts for 5 months while the judges come up with a ruling. The pro-independence coalition Ruling Catalonia claims that the universal right to self-determination overrules Spain's laws. Follow Voice of America on social media for stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News. A new UN report sheds light on why young Africans join violent extremist groups. Lisa Schlein has the story.
This two-year, first-of-a-kind study is based on interviews. It sheds light on the recruitment process, misperceptions, growing dangers, and possible actions for change. The report finds the road to extremism in Africa is paved with deprivation, poverty, underdevelopment, and marginalization. The UN Development Fund warns Africa's vulnerability to violent extremism is deepening. Participants in the study indicate frustration about their economic condition plays a larger role in their decision to join an extremist group than do religious ideologies. The study finds recruitment in Africa takes place mostly at the local level. UNDP's Yayo warns the recruitment of young Africans by terrorist organizations is likely to escalate when internet penetration comes to the continent. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations warns that the number of Rohingya Muslims running from violence in Myanmar could reach 300,000. Grace Lee explains the challenges facing Bangladesh.
An estimated 150,000 Rohingya have already made the crossing by foot and boat, and Bangladesh is struggling to cope. Many of the refugees have no shelter, and aid workers say they're malnourished and traumatized. The UN's World Food Program is putting out an urgent call for donations, saying if food runs short, it could spark violence among the refugees, putting women and children at risk. Aid workers say they need an extra $13 million to buy basics like rice or special high-energy biscuits to keep people going. The flood of refugees began 2 weeks ago after a series of insurgent attacks in Myanmar. Since then, Rohingya villages have been torched as civilians run for their lives.
Reporter Grace Lee. The Counter-Islamic State Coalition says airstrikes killed 2 senior Islamic State leaders near the city of Mayadin, Syria. IS weapons leader Abu Anas al-Shami was killed by a coalition airstrike on Monday. The coalition said in a statement that al-Shami led IS's attempts to procure explosives and devise plans to use bombs for external terror attacks. The coalition also killed IS drone pilot trainer and engineer Junaid ur-Rahman. 15 states and the District of Columbia are suing the Trump administration to stop plans to end the program that keeps young undocumented immigrants from deportation. They argue that the decision to scrap the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals is unconstitutional because it would deny those affected the due process of law against arbitrary punishment. From the News Center in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.